the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We spent this week talking about when to let people go. And I touched on the fact that people with impure motives are people that you want to let go. If you've grown in different directions, maybe it's time to let them go. If they bring you down or if they just add nothing to the equation, maybe you want to let them go. But what if you can't let them go? That's the thing that's probably on your mind now. Right? We talk about how great it would be to just eliminate them from your life or at least separate yourself. But what if it's not possible? And I'm talking about family members or coworkers. You know, there's some challenges there. You can't just walk away from those people necessarily. But the question you have to ask yourself is, can you find some ways to mitigate your exposure to those people? And let's say you've got to go to a family event and you're going to be with that relative in question that you really don't get along with, you really don't like to be with. Well, if you had another appointment or you had a responsibility to attend a couple hours after that thing started so that you'd have to cut the visit short, you know, now you've got an out for yourself. So think through those things. You know going in that you really don't want to have a lot of exposure to this person. You know you don't want to stay there for a long period of time. Find a reason not to be. But let's say you're forced together for multiple days, like on a family reunion. Do what you can to have your own space. And if you have your own space, it'll give you that mental place to get away if you need to. So I've got a buddy that is not a big fan of his in-laws. Right? And he's decided that it's worth a few $100 a day for him to not have to share a roof with his in-laws. So every time he goes to see them with his family, he gets a hotel room. Not for himself, for his family, right? They stay with him, but he has an out. Because he's done it early on in the relationship, he stayed with them, and they drove him absolutely crazy. So from his perspective, it's worth a few $100 investment to not have to deal with it. Now, what if it's a work colleague? There's this work colleague that gets under your skin. There's probably someone in your brain right now that you're thinking about. Well, rather than letting the discussion set you off, try not to communicate in person. Try to do it over email or text. And if you have to get together in person, structure a short meeting. Create an agenda-based meeting so that you stick only to the topics where you need to coordinate. And then over the longer term, look for some opportunities to create some distance between you and that person. You can move your office further away, or you take a role that eliminates the need for that interaction. But somehow, it's important for you to distance yourself. For me, I've reached a point in my life where I see my time as precious, especially my leisure time. And I want to spend as much of that time as possible in the presence of amazing people. So I've systematically gone through my life, mitigated the exposure to the people I don't really want to be around very much, and eliminated it wherever it's possible. And what I'm left with is I get to spend the time with the people I truly want to be with. If you know of anyone that could benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you haven't subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, think about those people in your life that you would like to let go of. Think about ways that you can do it. How can you either let go completely or at least mitigate your exposure?